Hello listeners, I am Salman Rahman Show, Salman Rahman. I will introduce a new vocabulary today in this 9th episode of my vocabulary podcast. Today I wanna deliver 10 new vocabulary to introduce with all of you, and let's begin. But before that, I want to explain that why we need to learn more vocabulary. This is a common question I face frequently. So, because I will try to explain it with a little bit explanation. More vocabulary gives you power to explain things, experience, and just whatever you want to explain. If you have good vocabulary, you can articulate your thoughts effectively. A good writer can express his or her thoughts if he or she possesses a good amount of vocabulary, because the impact a good writer leaves behind is not only by his or her thoughts only, but also by his or her words. So vocabulary is necessary. So why are we waiting for? Let's not wait anymore and focus on learning new vocabularies. The first vocabulary of today's episode 9 is pedestrian. Pedestrian, the correct spelling of this word pedestrian is P-E-D-E-S-T-R-I-A-N, pedestrian. A pedestrian is someone traveling by foot. If you are pedestrian, you will likely get annoyed at the drivers who don't stop so you can cross the street. As an adjective, it means lacking wit or imagination. If someone calls your new poem pedestrian, they mean it's dull. The correct synonyms of this word pedestrian are the noun meaning first. Synonyms are footer, walker, traveler. And the adjective meaning synonyms are earthbound, prosaic, prosy, uninteresting. The second vocabulary of today's episode 9 is innocuous. The correct spelling of innocuous is I-N-N-O-C-U-O-U-S, innocuous. Not injurious to physical and mental health. Something that's innocuous isn't harmful or likely to cause injury. Public figures like mayor and governors have to expect they will get critical or even hurtful emails and phone calls, as well as more innocuous feedback. The adjective innocuous is useful when you are talking about something that doesn't offend or injure anyone. Innocuous remarks or comments are meant kindly, and innocuous germs won't make you sick. The correct synonyms of innocuous are harmless, innocent, anodyne, inoffensive. The third vocabulary of today's episode is retract. The correct spelling of this vocabulary and word retract is R-E-T-R-A-C-T, retract. Retract means, actually, have you ever said something you wish you can retract or take back? You are not alone. Even newspapers and magazines have sections where the editors can retract something written that was incorrect. The correct synonyms of the word retract are abjure, forswear, recant, recile. The fourth vocabulary of today's episode 9 is ambiguous. The correct spelling of this word ambiguous is A-M-B-I-Z-U-O-U-S, ambiguous. Ambiguous means having more than one possible meaning. Look at the adjective ambiguous when you need to describe something that's open to more than one interpretation. Like the headline, squad helps dog bite victim. Newspaper headlines can be unintentionally funny when they're ambiguous. In the above sentence, in squad helps dog bite victim, is the squad helping a victim of a dog bite or helping a dog bite a victim? The correct synonyms of this word ambiguous is double-barreled, double-edged, enigmatic, oracular, multivalent, equivocal. Paucity. The fifth vocabulary of today's session is paucity. The paucity means the spelling of paucity is correct spelling of the paucity is paucity. Paucity. Paucity means the word paucity means not enough of something. If you have got a paucity of good cheer, for example, you would better cheer up. Paucity is used when you mean specifically not enough or too little. People in Los Angeles don't understand how New Yorkers can live with such a paucity of space. In a rural, electric cars are impractical due to long distance, the paucity of charging points and the lack of range. Synonyms. The correct synonyms of the word paucity are dearth, scarceness, scarcity. The sixth vocabulary of today's session is recent. It means R-E-S-C-I-N-T, recent. It means cancel officially. If you get a call saying a company has decided to rescind your job offer, it's back to the classified for you. Rescind means to cancel or revoke. Things that are rescinded: policies, court decisions, regulations, and official statements. What all these companies have in common is that they are on the record. Also, rescind usually refers to promises instead of tangible objects. You can't rescind a shirt a friend has borrowed from you, but you can rescind your offer to loan her your jeans. The correct synonyms of rescind are annul, countermand, overturn, ripple, revoke, vacant, renounce. And the seventh vocabulary of today's session, episode 9, is subtle. Something that is subtle is not obvious. A professional food tester might be able to perceive subtle differences of flavor that most people don't notice. Subtle is used for things that are hard to describe because of their complexity or delicacy, a way of thinking, arguing, or creating a work of art. The correct synonyms of the word is elusive, insidious, pernicious, impalpable. Okay, listeners, that's all for today. I actually discussed 7 vocabulary in this session, but I will come back again with more vocabulary, I promise, and will very soon. Okay, bye for now. Just wait for my next episode. Thank you.